direct from the Los Angeles Underground. It's The Superiority Complex, the greatest podcast you're listening to right now. Welcome to the show, everybody. We are doing an extra special supplemental episode. Let me tell you what happened. We are live again from the site of the Doctor Who podcast, the Doctor Who special. We are at Undercity Comics again. Undercity Comics for all your comic book Doctor Who / Hello Kitty /
Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering / Yu-Gi-Oh! / all your needs,
it's
all your geek needs.
It's
under
a nerd hole.
Under one. It's under one. It's the glory hole of
nerdness. The nerd glory hole.
We're here with a special crew. Renee and I usually are co-hosts on a show called Undercity Chaos. It's hosted by our friend Matt the Rat, and he had some issues today, could not make it in, and so Renee and I said, I just happen to carry my recording equipment everywhere I go.
Why not?
So I said, let's do a supplemental episode of the Superiority Complex. So welcome to the show. We have no topic today. We are going to talk about The Walking Dead because we haven't talked about it.
Yeah.
Season finale.
It kind of needs to be talked about.
It does need to be talked about. We have two special guests with us today. Our friend Jacob. Jacob, say hello.
Hello. You call me Toasty.
Toasty. Okay.
And our friend Alexis.
Yo.
Wow, that was a good. Today's the first day I'm meeting Alexis. So Jacob, he gets me to buy comics I don't really want to buy, and then I end up liking them. So he's responsible for the fact that my daughter goes to school in filthy rags. So, so we are discussing. The first thing we're going to discuss right now. We're talking about things we might. Oh, here comes Billy.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, I messaged him. So.
That's okay. We already started. It's cool. We're going to have a late entry. Billy the Kid will be here in a minute.
Yep. Pull up a chair.
Yep.
Pull up a chair over here. Get on this side. So we're going to start. Well, you know what? Let's hold The Walking Dead for Billy. Oh, wait. Okay. Here he comes.
And we can even talk about Arrow now.
Billy! Billy, guess what?
What?
Another chair.
No Undercity Chaos today, but we are doing a special episode of Superiority Complex. If you want to sit in, we're going to start talking about The Walking Dead right now.
We're actually recording right now.
I have to take this girl back home.
Hi, girl. Hello.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
All right. She can talk about The Walking Dead, too, if she wants. So first thing we're going to talk about, we've missed two. I'm kind of picking up where we pick up on Undercity, because we skipped last week, too.
Yeah.
And we missed Merle.
Merle, yes. I called that on the Undercity.
Cover your ears.
I
want to
listen.
Okay. Alexis has not. We're spoiling it for her, but Merle went to the great. He went to redneck heaven. He went to the great hand catfishing hole in the sky.
Was it called the noodle effect? And you just let your arm go, and the catfish follows your arm.
Do you want to know? Do you want to tell her? Do you want to know how he went out?
Well, yeah. Well, basically, you know, Merle goes off on his own. Originally, the plan was that the governor wanted Michonne for his own. You know, that'll be the deal. You know, I take Michonne. And then I leave you guys alone. That's all I want. So Rick agreed to that. But Merle was into the plan. So he's like, okay, I'll do it. I'll take her. But then he changed his mind last minute. And then next thing you know, Merle's driving off with Michonne. And then he somehow convinces himself that, okay, what I'm doing is really bad. But he lets her go. He goes off on his own, tries to kill the governor himself. But what happened was that... He was doing really good. He was killing so many people.
Yeah, and then what ends up happening is he's about to take a critical shot.
Yeah.
And you already got to the part with Tyrese and that little group, and they found the prison, and then it's Tyrese and his sister. The kid's mom got killed.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that little group, do you know where they ended up? Do you know how far back
they... Didn't they go to the governor?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So the son, all of a sudden, Merle's got him. See you later, Billy. Merle's got him.
A little too late.
In his scope, in his sight, he's going to take him out. And remember, he's killing everybody left-handed. He's got like a sniper rifle.
He's still a really good shot.
And he's about to, and the kid steps in. He's about to take out, he's got the governor right in his sight.
Yeah.
He pulls the trigger. Kid steps in. Boom. And then it buys the governor enough time to realize what's going on and they're able to overpower Merle and disarm him.
I gotta say, the governor goes all savage, and he bites off Merle's fingers.
Yeah.
On his good hand, on his only hand.
Yeah. He pops out like two.
Yeah. He just spits them out. Like, wah.
He reminds me of that guy from Zorro. You see the original Zorro movie? Yeah. It's a three finger jack or something.
And then in a final, like, FU, he shoots Merle, but doesn't kill him so that he'll turn.
Shoots him in the stomach.
And then also, moments later after that, the governor leaves. But then Daryl goes after Merle to help save him, but he finds Merle as a zombie.
And this is the only episode you see Daryl cry.
Yeah, and Daryl's he's breaking up, he's crying.
And he's stabbing Merle in the face the whole time.
He's stabbing him in the face.
He's like breaking down. It's really emotional. It's an emotional,
that was emotional
scene to watch.
I was really sad, but I still think that Daryl kind of looked funny crying.
Well, did you see the picture of somebody... It was on the Talking Dead. It was a meme, and it was somebody from another movie crying. I forgot what it was. It was like a real girly movie, but they like superimposed his head onto the body. I forgot who it was, but even he kind of made fun of it. But that's got to be an emotional scene.
Oh, he was so seeing his own brother, you know, thinking that he was trying to save him.
That's crazy. But he finally finds his brother. Merle looking for his brother for the entire time.
And that was the only thing that really brought Merle. That was the only shred of humanity I think Merle had, was that he was still loyal to his brother. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry you had to find out that. I feel bad for spoiling it for you.
I know, that was a good part too.
You said you wanted to sit in.
I didn't know you guys were going to tell me that. Like,
we said spoilers.
I thought you were going to tell me like who died and just like a general, not details. Wow, like how he died.
Oh yeah.
But now you get to cry at that scene. Yeah, she's crying right now.
Yeah.
I like Merle.
Well, you know what? You do, even though you hate him because he's such an unrepentant racist, he's an awful human being, he redeems himself in that last 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then what that leads us right up to what they did in the finale, because another character, not so much hated as so much just, I would say, people really view her with disdain and annoyance, is Andrea. But you hate her for different reasons. You hate her because she's got... bitch face.
Yeah, classic.
She has that face.
You hate her because she's self-righteous. You hate her because she sticks her nose where it doesn't belong. Yeah. But
when she started messing around with the governor.
She doesn't take responsibility for action. She just, I was just trying to help her.
You know what I just realized, though? So I think we were talking.
Yeah.
She's a lawyer. You forget that she's a lawyer. So like, oh, of course. That's why she acts that way. Yeah. She's a lawyer.
I didn't want anyone to die.
I flipped it around. Now I'm convinced that girl's a good actress because she's acting just like a lawyer would, because I hate her.
Yeah.
So, but she, do you want to know what happens to...
I think they kind of told me that.
Yeah, I told you. She
got bit and then they gave her a gun so she could kill herself.
Yeah, well, you know how she got bit?
No.
Okay, they have like this torture chamber. The governor's setting up this torture chamber for Michonne. He ends up capturing Andrea before she goes back to the prison and gets her. And now he's like, we don't need Michonne anymore. I'm going to put you in the torture chamber. So it looks like it doesn't look like he beat her up or anything. She was kind of messed up from when she had done her Spartan run through the forest, killing all the zombies as she went. So what he does is the governor leaves, what's his name? The doc, Milton.
Milton, yeah.
He leaves her in there with her, Smithers, and he says, you will kill her before you leave. He gives her a knife and he says, do it. So Milton tries to turn it on the governor. The governor grabs it, guts Milton, and says, I told you you would kill her before you left this room.
Actually, I read an article saying that they shot that scene twice, because originally Milton was shot, but then they didn't know how Andrea was going to die. So then they realized that they were going to stab him, but they said it was harder for... what's the actress's name who plays Andrea? Was it Laurie's...
Laurie, I forgot her name, Laurie.
But they said it sucked for her because she had to film her character being killed twice, and she was the main character, so it kind of sucked for them.
Yeah, you know, that's hard to do too, give a call.
Yeah.
What kind of podcast is people taking calls?
My phone's all the way over there.
Good for you, good for you. But yeah, so Milton ends up attacking her while she's trying to escape. He had set it up so that he had set it up so that she could get out, thinking that the governor was going to let him walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And so as he's dying, he tells her there's pliers behind the chair, and she's trying to get him with her monkey toes. And she does have really long monkey toes. But my wife pointed out a really nice pedicure. So she gets out, but not in time. So you never see, you see him start to like, he wakes up and he starts to lunge at her. And it's frustrating because she's talking the whole time. And you're like, why are you talking?
Why can't you multitask?
Get going on the handcuffs. And then she, of course, waits till the last second and he bites her. And then when they find her, she's all bitten in the neck. And then Michonne hangs with her. And then they don't show it, but you see the you see Rick and a couple of the other people, and they just blam, and that's it. So Andrea's gone too.
Yes.
So all the annoying characters except for Carl. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to a great question. The way Carl's acting, I think Carl is Shane's son.
That's what I was thinking. Shane and Lori were probably having like this little thing together before.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that a couple of days after the like the end of the world happens that you're just going to fall in love with someone else.
Maybe. Carl, though, he's a little punk. But I don't know.
He's a kid governor.
But I love that he just dissed Rick. Like, he just throws, he's like, yeah. Boom, throws the badge down in your face, Rick. Yeah. So what did you think of the finale, Renee? Did you like it?
Do
you
To me, they were hyping up the war so much.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and then when I finally watched, it was just Woodbury attacking the prison, and then it was only like 2 minutes. So I was like, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, the finale, the way it ended, it was kind of cool. Like Woodbury, the people from Woodbury going into the prison.
It's hard to do because you have to think it's TV. It's a TV budget. Yeah. So, like, last season, they spent all that time on the farm, and then you know all that money went into the finale because they had, like, 45 minutes of zombies.
Also, they fired that producer who was writing that story, so it was basically his last chance to go out with a boom instead of letting it linger on to the next season.
Yeah. Which seems like they're going to do with a prison. I thought they were going to do the same thing they did with a farm, and, like, we're going to start over, but now they moved everybody into the prison, which I think a lot of people had a problem with, but I think it's smarter because the prison's easy to defend. Yes.
Is Glenn still alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank God. Glenn is still alive. He is.
She was worried.
I know.
I won't say Glenn has a nice little story arc with something nice happens for Glenn.
Really?
But we won't ruin it for you.
No.
We've already ruined enough.
I want
to
know.
No, you have to watch. You have to watch.
I want to know. Like,
I know you're working and doing stuff, but you need to spend more time on television.
I'm glad that the governor is still alive. I'm glad that Glenn is still alive. I don't care about Glenn's girlfriend, whatever that bitch's name is.
She's jealous.
Are you jealous?
Yeah, I am.
You like the pizza guy?
I want to know, like, if you're in a zombie apocalypse, like, they don't take a lot of showers. I don't know if they have, you know, access to razors. What is it? Like, when they go off and they go do things together.
They get busy.
And they get busy, like, is it like, you know, Welcome to America?
No, it's more like Welcome to Europe.
Well, you gotta think you're kind of,
because they're all dirty.
But I think at that point you don't care. I mean, dude, every day you're just struggling to survive. So I think you're gonna part. I think that, honestly, I mean, we're getting really, it's a weird question.
I know, but
I think what it is that part of your brain, that prehistoric part of your brain, still exists because it's what kind of would drive you in that situation, that fight or flight. So you're not going to care about, you're not going to care about
survival of the
like,
fittest.
When like Shane and Andrea, they were like in the car and like she just like hopped on that. And I was
Do
you think it'd be kind of uncomfortable, like odors or what?
But I guess if you smell and the other person smells,
I guess when you're smelling dead bodies all over the world, I bet like
that's one thing nobody talks about. Imagine all the rotting corpses, the whole place. I'm reading a...
Well, they addressed it in season two, right? When they say you kind of get used to it.
Yeah. I was just reading. I talked a couple episodes ago. I just reread I Am Legend, which is what the book...
But the
original book,
right?
Yeah. In the original book, it's vampires. And he's out looking for garlic, and he just... There's a little blurb in there where he talks about, like, it's in everything. He tastes it in his coffee. He tastes it in his food, his clothes. They all have the smell, because he's constantly around garlic because it wards the... Vampires and his house is full of it, and so he's like, he just can't get the smell of garlic, and he's just used to it now. But I guess that would be the same thing with like BO is kind of garlicky or oniony or you know what I mean. So it's like, I guess you would just get used to it. You
I
know?
Think it'd smell like daisies if you have like, you know, dead bodies rotting everywhere. It's like, you know, you smell nice.
So yeah, right.
BO smells. It's a new perfume.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's just like a. It's a way to mask the smell of...
Yo, what's that smell? Oh, I just pissed myself.
Hell on... Yeah. Poop, right? Come on, dude.
You're not going to be complaining about somebody's poop stink anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Baby wipes are at a premium in the apocalypse, dude. Like, so.
Farts will take over for scented candles. Can you fart again? Thank you. This is going to happen.
That is gross. That's something you never think about. But Andrea always looks so made up. Like, even when they're out like, in the winter, her hair is all like...
Like, I know my hair, like, after, like, 2 days, it's already all greasy, and her hair looks still, like, all kind of curled.
Yeah,
still like,
shiny.
Yeah. She's like, got, like, a sheen to it. They always make,
except for, what's her name?
Like, Rick, they do a good, Rick always looks grimy.
Looks
his shirt's always disgusting.
And, his beard. The one that had, who was Sophia's mother. Daryl's lover.
Carol.
Carol, yeah. They kind of get her, like, she's not that well of a... They get her to look, I guess, like,
more
it's affecting
gritty.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Woodbury, they've got, you know, beauty salons and stuff are open.
Well, maybe. Isn't it Woodbury? Didn't they have working water with the
showers or something like that? So
they always look clean.
They probably have, like, those old-time single-blade razors.
Which, why did they not go to Woodbury?
Well, that's what I was saying. I think that Rick and his gang proved you can waltz in and out of there whenever you want, because they wandered in and got Michonne the first time. It's too hard to defend. I think the prison, you can kind of, because you could just through the virtue of having lockable doors, you can lock off that part of the prison.
Because
they do that with the tombs. They locked it off, and then
they should have at least studied how the water system works, so they could figure out how to get running.
Yeah,
water.
That, you know, I think we talked about this on this show before, but there's a. There's a like a thinking in like that type of fiction. There's that if like if you talk to people who are actual scientists, that if like a cataclysm like that, like say a meteor or something hit the Earth, and we lost power and stuff like that, and people started to die off, we only have so much time to jumpstart everything, get it back working, because all the minerals and stuff that we use for like stuff like that, all that stuff has been stripped down and mined. Anything near the surface. So you need heavy equipment to get down to where the coal is now, or you need specialized equipment to like strip mine or whatever, and we'll lose that. So eventually,
like
if it's like if it's like 6 months or a year passes and those people don't know, there's not enough people, we'll never have the internet again. We'll never get back to the point where we were.
Yeah,
like
right.
We might get it'll be like the 1860s. It'll be like steampunk, where you'll have like a little bit of technology, but it'll be like this really archaic. You know, primitive sort of.
Don't they have a show on that? Isn't it called Revolution, where like all the electricity in the world is gone?
I haven't watched that. Is it good?
I have not watched it, but it seems very interesting.
They said if like humans were just taken out of the world and all electricity and water stopped, that the whole world would blow up because you can't regulate the nuclear power levels and the atoms will start to.
Is that true?
Touch together and then the whole world will explode after so many years.
I just know that everyone in the new generation that's alive right now, like at least from teenagers and lower, like the kids that are going to be the future, if electricity is gone, they're screwed.
Well, like, isn't it like when the Roman Empire fell, you know how they had the, like the aqueducts and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And then it took so many years for us to figure out, like everybody, you know, that fell from, you know, they didn't know how to do the aqueducts. They had limited people. And it took so long.
Yeah, to get back
to
that
back
level. That's exactly what would happen in that situation. So you think... Because think about the people that run, like, you know, that sort of, like, just say the people who invented the internet or people that run, you know, the technology that's researching cancer. That's a specialized knowledge, but you need technology. You can't just do it. And so if that knowledge dies off, it's like you're never going to get back to it. How are you ever going to get back to it?
Did they ever say, because I didn't read the comic books and we're going by the show, did they ever say, like, is it the whole world that's like this?
As far as they know,
yeah,
everywhere they visit seems to be.
But they're not traveling across seas and seeing.
I think you and I talked about that the Walking Dead comic book should do a limited issues.
Like to see what's going on.
Yeah, see a
like if they
issue.
Wanted to introduce like the Dixon brothers, why not have them in like the west side of California or in like another country? Or,
yeah.
Well, like, they did a like because I remember the I Am Legend.
Uh-huh.
On the movie, the DVD, like you got a special features and it showed other parts of like a cartoon version of other parts of the world of what's going on, people that are being affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was so cool, and I was wondering like would they do that for?
Well,
Walking
you would have
Dead?
To. I guess you would have to assume by the very nature that it's a disease, it's the way any disease would spread. So if somebody is on, say somebody's infected in L.A., they get on a plane, they go to Tokyo.
Right.
Okay, now everybody on that plane's infected because they're breathing the same air.
Yeah.
And that's what the guy at the CDC said at the last episode was like, hey, we're all infected. Blech. And then, you know, then he blew himself up. But,
epically,
that's just the way, I guess you would assume, but they never, have you ever read World War Z? World War Z, they're making a movie on it, but the movie looks terrible. But read the book. The book is basically an oral history, so it's all these people that have survived in different parts of the world, like the zombie plague. It's awesome. It's really, really good. Worth reading. But
are you going to see World War Z?
Oh, probably, just because I'm a sucker for
zombie movies. So, I mean,
oh, it's
Uptown.
About
$5 Tuesday.
Always Uptown. Uptown Whittier.
Yeah.
Has a great movie theater if you have never been there. So what else are we going to do? We can talk about Walking Dead. What do you want to talk about? Like,
oh, no,
topic?
I was like, I haven't been to Whittier.
Well, Detective Comics 19 came out.
Anytime before 6 o'clock, I think the movies are $6.
Oh, okay.
Do you just get it, see it the week of, the week it comes out, because there's two huge auditoriums, and then there's like 8 really tiny ones.
Oh, yeah.
And the first couple weeks, everything will be in the huge auditorium, and then everything moves to the tiny ones. Renee, do you have any what's good in the comic book world this week?
No, I mean, I'm kind of interested. Like,
you know, let's do a real quick. Like, what comics are you reading right now? What could you recommend?
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm reading the one I'm excited for is Deadpool.
Deadpool's been great. Brian Posehn is writing it.
Because they ended one storyline.
They ended the Dead Presidents.
Yeah, so now this issue is just a standalone issue, mm-hmm. though. But I'm kind of interested in where they're
going
to go.
They said they're going into the balance of Deadpool's soul.
Yeah, because he's still, what is it, that one agent chick.
I forget agent, that. It was George Washington, like, snap her neck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it also, like, I guess he goes into hell, I think. Or, like, he faces a demon or something.
Oh, I see. Deadpool versus a demon? That would be awesome.
Yeah, by the way, if you're not reading the letter section of Deadpool, you're missing the best part of the comic.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Those guys are genius.
Yeah, those are funny.
The one about Jerry O'Connell where somebody's like, why are you letting Posehn write it? And he's like, you should have Jerry O'Connell do it. And he's like, can you believe the fat kid from... Stand By Me got to, what does he say? He's like, he got to make a baby with Rebecca Romijn.
I know, yeah.
It's really funny.
He's got John Stamos sloppy second.
Right. Alexis here, I found out she's a gamer, and I'm a gamer, and that's something we haven't touched on yet.
I'm not a big gamer.
But you are.
I know things.
Mortal Kombat,
stuff.
Right? You like Mortal Kombat?
I love Mortal Kombat. Yeah, you play me Mortal Kombat? Come at me, bro.
By the way,
Marvel vs. Capcom.
My daughter will play you, and she'll play Tron and defeat you every time because she sends out the stupid little Lego guy.
That's what I
oh my god, it's the worst!
I get Tron. I get Deadpool and I get Dante.
Dante's badass.
Dante. I want you.
I go Captain America. Okay, I go Captain America. I usually go Deadpool or Spidey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go Iron Man just because you can do the barrage.
Yeah.
They never get close.
I do Deadpool, and this is the order I do it. Deadpool.
What's up, brother?
Number two just fell.
I do Deadpool, Iron Man, and Dante. So those are. Yeah,
my wife will play. I bought my wife a shirt on Woot, and it looks like a kung fu. It looks like Chinese. It's like button mashing master, and it just has like up, down, left, right, and then on the bottom it just says, "I have no idea what I'm doing," because that's what how she beats me all the time. I'm like, I hate you.
You're not even pressing combos, damn it.
I used to go to gaming club when I was in high school, and like all these people were so pro at it. I'm like, I can't even. I was just like, okay. And then I would win, and they're like, you can't button mash. That's cheating. I was like, doesn't
it works. I'm not button mashing. I just do it really fast.
GameStop is having an Injustice game tournament on the release day at 10 a.m. or no, 10 p.m. on the day before it's released, and if you win, you'll get prizes and stuff like that.
Oh, by the way, Injustice demo is out for Xbox 360 right now.
And PS3.
Do you have a PS3 or an Xbox?
I do have a PlayStation.
I have Xbox, so download that now. Battlefield 4 trailer, check that out. It looks amazing.
The characters in the demo for Injustice is Batman, Wonder Woman, and Lex Luthor. But then if you play the arcade, like the single player, you face each one of those, and then you face Doomsday. Doomsday's the last one.
Doomsday's cool.
What other comics should we be picking up, Renee? Per your recommendation.
For my recommendation, I get All New X-Men. It's a really good story.
Really, really good.
I recommend it to anyone that's like even interested or even just.
They're doing a really good job with it. Age of Ultron is still going. Yeah. They're in issue three or four? Issue four. That is going to go, 12 issues, I think?
Yeah.
Is it 10 issues?
10, yeah.
And a couple of crossovers, another crossing over in there.
It's like AI. I don't know what
that's called. Yeah, Avengers AI.
Avengers AI.
What?
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence?
Yeah. It's basically like led by, I read this online, it's led by Hank Pym, and it has
Hank
Ultron's.
Pym is Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Ultron's son is in it, and one of Dr. Doom's Doombots is in the team. I guess he's reprogrammed.
Oh, so they're like robots.
Yeah, it's all
like
robots. Robot. Vision's in it.
It's like Robot Avengers.
Yeah, it's Robot Avengers.
Nice. I read that.
We can't say anything because he hasn't read it yet.
I don't want to say. Read it.
Yeah.
It's good. Alexis, what comics do you read? Do you read comics?
I like Batman. I've actually had to pause the comics because I got in trouble. But I'm coming back and... I just found out that Damian Wayne died.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
He died, and I was kind of happy because I don't like that little whatever.
Well, you don't like Robin at all.
I don't like Robin. I don't like
sidekicks. Or any Robin.
You like Batman Sam. Solo?
I like Batman Solo.
Okay, what about, how do you feel about team-ups?
Like
if Nightwing was a team-up with Batman? Would you still hate on Nightwing?
No.
Because Nightwing is strong enough to be a standalone.
Yeah. But I just
Do you hate
like
all
Robin,
sidekicks?
Mostly, yeah.
You like Aqualad.
I love Aqualad. Well,
do you hate all sidekicks, like going back to like the, like, do you hate Dr. Watson?
Dr. Watson
is
awesome
the ultimate
sidekick.
Watson, like, that is what we talked about this, I think, yesterday, was they, I was talking to somebody.
Yeah.
I'm such a Sherlock Holmes nerd. The reason I was excited about the Robert Downey Jr. wasn't because Robert Downey Jr. was playing Sherlock Holmes. It's because they finally got the Watson right, like he is in the books.
Yeah.
He's like, he's a, you know, he's, he can fight. He's, yeah. You know, he's, you know, he's a, he's badass.
Yeah, he's a badass.
He's basically Sherlock Holmes can fight, but he's basically Sherlock Holmes' muscle.
Mm-hmm.
While Sherlock Holmes is doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep in mind that Watson was always a soldier. And he was a vet.
Yeah.
And he's just a veteran. And he was a surgeon, so he's not going to be dumb. He's not going to be some bumbling old man like they always used to play him. So when I saw that, I was like, awesome. And on Sherlock, he's great, too.
Yes, right? On the show Sherlock.
And then especially the very first episode, they go into like his story. Like, you know he was a soldier. You know he got shot, right?
Yeah.
So,
see you later.
To, have a thing, like a side thing. Do you watch Epic Rap Battles of History?
I do.
Did you see Batman versus Sherlock Holmes?
Who won?
That was funny.
I haven't seen it.
It doesn't say who won. I mean, like, it's Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
We were just talking about that a couple weeks ago. How we said that, I said that, because Matt the Rat's always hyping Batman. And I said, he can suck it. And Sherlock Holmes is the Victorian Batman.
Yeah.
You know?
In the Epic Rap Battle of History, it was so funny. Like, I think Sherlock Holmes won.
It was amazing.
Like, cause they bring in Robin, too. And I was, for Batman. It was, like, really funny and, like, really, like...
That's so cool. Because those guys that write that stuff, they know their...
Exactly.
They know their source material. It's so awesome. Nerds to nth degree in a positive way.
Yeah.
Jacob, do you have any comic recommendations?
Well, I'm reading Batman Beyond. And it's called Batman Beyond Unlimited. It has three different stories. It has Justice League Beyond, Batman Beyond, and then it has Superman Beyond, where Superman's an older man. But right now it's interesting because... Oh, I don't know if you are going to read it. But right now it's interesting because Batman's dying... Bruce Wayne is dying of liver failure, but the person who's giving him his...
Alexis is happy that Bruce Wayne is dying. I don't know why.
He's getting a liver transplant, but the liver he's getting was like the biggest prodigy to the Joker. So he called himself the Joker's prodigy. And so
look at her eyes just lit up.
Dies, and now he's going to have a piece of the Joker inside him all the time.
Yay.
So you root for the villain?
I love villains.
I can't even talk. Your new nickname is Moriarty.
Moriarty. Yes. How do you like Moriarty in the Sherlock show?
I like him.
Oh, he's amazing.
Kind of flamboyant, crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he's such a good... They did a really good job with him in Game of Shadows, too, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I still haven't seen that movie.
It's really worth it, man. He's such a good Moriarty.
Yeah.
Plays him as like... Because he has a role in Mad Men, and in Mad Men, he's kind of like very, very proper, almost like, you know, to the point of like a little fey, you know, and you're just like, really, that guy's going to be Moriarty? So good as Moriarty.
Yeah.
So good as Moriarty. Really, really good.
Talented actor.
And I like
talented actor.
Like on the show Sherlock, he's kind of funny in a way.
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like at the end of season one, you know.
Very
like,
comic bookish.
Yeah.
Very comic bookish. Like a hip guy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he reads his Joker.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he kind of. It's really cool. They've done such a great job with that show. And of course, we'll get, I think, season 3 in 2015 or something.
I know, whenever it comes out.
It's taking forever. Any other geek things you guys want? We're going to wrap it up. It's just a quick supplemental.
Are we going to talk about Battlefield 4?
About what?
Battlefield.
Have you seen the preview for Battlefield 4?
You know that they're going to have a female there in Battlefield 4?
You can play as a female character?
Yeah, there's an Asian female character.
That's awesome because, you know what, a lot of... Now I play Call of Duty and I play... there's a lot of girls who play. And not just girls, like women who are like, my kids are asleep. I'm going to get on and play some Call of Duty. And they're good at it.
Yeah.
They're good at it.
See, I am not really good at first person. I like playing, but I'm not good at it. So I like to play with, like, just, like, me and my friend one-on-one. Because I'm not, like,
I'm not good at third person.
I play, like, I'm a monkey, turn eat a banana, and play video games. It's horrible. Everywhere. I'm like, I don't.
Well, you know what? I'm old, so I don't have the Twitch reflex that you guys that were raised. Dude, you know, I was raised with, like, a Atari 2600 joystick,
yeah,
the least responsive joystick in the world.
Yeah.
The claw machine at Red Robin has a better response than the 2600 joystick. But yeah, I try to get in there and scrap. So I have to cheat it a little bit. I bought these mods. They're controllers you stick on top of the control sticks, mm-hmm. And so they make it. They actually shorten the distance it takes you to rotate your virtual, and it helps. It really does.
Yeah.
Try those. $10 on Amazon. Amazon Prime, free shipping.
Amazon Prime.
All right. Amazon's awesome. Sign up
for that. Yeah, Battlefield 4 looks amazing. I can't wait for the next... Oh!
You should talk about
he
that
He just
one.
Handed the Superior Spider-Man to me. You know, let me tell you my comic picks. I am picking... I'm reading a lot of comics right now. Marvel just rebooted everything to one.
Oh, yeah. You carry 18 titles?
I just made my list. Marvel Now is doing... the Superior Spider-Man is up to issue 7, but on some of these, they're coming out twice a month, so it won't take you that long to go back. You can probably still find back issues, and you'll definitely find back issues with like a second print. Superior Spider-Man is one that I recommend. Deadpool is amazing right now. All New X-Men we were talking about is amazing.
Savage Wolverine.
Yes. Wolverine the Savage Land.
What else could you ask for? Dinosaurs, Wolverine.
Wolverine versus Velociraptors. That's all you need to know about
Shauna.
That.
Awesome.
And, yeah, and I'm really liking the Uncanny Avengers right now. It's a mix of the Avengers.
It ties in.
It ties in really well, and they bring back Red Skull, and he's using Dr. X's brain because Dr. X is dead.
Yeah.
Wait, so Uncanny Avengers.
Oh, he's using Dr. X's brain to, like, basically turn the world against the Avengers.
That's
awesome.
Okay.
It's really, really cool. Really super comic book, like old school comic booky. What else am I reading?
Indestructible Hulk was awesome until I seen the change
you
of
seen
art
the
they're doing.
Now it's ridiculous.
The Hulk looks like he's like the Thing's cousin. Like he looks like he's stoned.
I'm trying to pick up. Yeah, it looks too kitty. Like
oh, by the way, if you're a lady, I'm picking this up for my daughter. But the storyline is really, really good. Captain Marvel is fantastic. It's really, really good. There's rumors on the internet that it may be canceled. I really hope not because it's a really, really good title.
A lot of people
story,
read it.
Stories have been great.
Yeah.
Thanos Rising came out today.
Thanos Rising is brand new, so I have no idea what the story's about, but I will be finding
I'll
that out
that.
Very soon.
Yeah, I'll read that.
Damian Wayne is dead. Oh, Renee, you went to WonderCon. Who did you get to sign your stuff, and who did you see, and how was it? Give me a quick field report.
Well,
WonderCon.
I mean, I didn't get anything signed at WonderCon, but I went there just to have just to go for the experience. It was fun. Saw a bunch of people cosplaying, you know, a lot of people that shouldn't cosplay.
Yeah.
and it was all around fun. I did, that's how I saw the Doctor Who episode, is that at WonderCon they did an encore, and I saw it like on the big screen. It was really cool. A good experience.
And the Doctor Who was there.
Jacob, did you go?
I went.
You got a bunch of stuff signed, I saw. Who did you get?
I got like at least 8 things signed by Dan Slott, and he signed them on. That guy's hilarious. He's very like approachable, and he'll talk to you, and he'll keep you there talking to you, and he won't care about the rest of the people he still has to sign.
That's awesome.
Like he's in his own world when he starts talking to you. Then Scott Snyder was supposed to come right after him, so he wrote a note on the table saying, "I love you, Scott Snyder." And he drew a little Batman, and he pointed the arrow.
That is awesome.
And then Ramos was there. He's the artist for Superior Spider-Man, so I got him to sign. And also Delgado, who was the colorist for Superior Spider-Man. So I got all three of them to sign my blank variant, which I will get Stan Lee's signature on.
Then I got Kamikaze.
Yeah.
All right. Here they are.
Actually, Frankenstein's April 13th.
Where? What?
Yeah. Frankenstein's April 13th. He'll be there. It's called Cosplay Con. So there's a lot of people dressing up. So I might dress up as Vi because he's awesome.
Vibe
or Zorro.
Oh, that's something we've never talked about on my podcast. JLA's has a new superhero called Vibe.
Yeah.
And he is a Latino from what we can tell.
Actually,
so
he's a reboot.
We're very excited about a brown superhero.
Other than Zorro.
Because they're few and far between.
Yeah. But I do gotta say I like Zorro, because without Zorro, Batman would not be in his black colors.
That's true.
He would have been red.
That's true, because he saw the movie. And I'm going to take a picture of you with this, Jacob, so you can we'll throw it up
you
there.
You want the Frank Cho one?
I'm going to take a picture of you holding him up after we're all done. All
right.
Okay, anything else, guys? We're going to wrap it up.
I think that's about it.
Okay, so keep on keeping on, you geeks and nerds and whatever you want to call yourselves. I think it's offensive.
What is this segment called?
This is just called. This is going to be called Superiority Complex Supplemental Number 2, live from Undercity. How's that?
Yeah,
sounds good.
All right, you guys. Thanks for joining me
from the depths of Undercity.
From the depths of Undercity.
That sounds so cool.
And the way I end every show, I say this transmission ends now.